You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back one more time to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. I hope your Monday is off. Well, your Monday is off to a good start because you have tuned in to WGOD because you want to hear a word from God. You won't be disappointed today. You're going to hear a word from God. We tune into His frequency, and God's Son is going to tell some people that thought that they were Christians that He never knew them. How in the world could that happen? How could someone, even the Lord Himself says, you cast out demons in My name, and you speak prophecies, and you do all these things, and yet He says to depart from Me. That is, to get away from Me. The Son of God says to people that think that they're Christians, to get away from Me. I never knew you. Now, how in the world could people end up there at that place? That's what we're going to look at here today. I ask you, well, the name of this sermon is Pardon Me, Do I Know You? It's taken out of Matthew chapter 7. We're wrapping up the Sermon on the Mount here this week. This will play today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. If you'd like to download the whole thing, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find it up there. It was uploaded on Sunday afternoon. Pardon Me, Do I Know You? You can right-click it on your computer and save it. You can write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail you the disc free of charge. I just want you to hear the whole thing. It's about 30 minutes. So this is part one. Will air here today. Wednesday nights, I invite you out to Island. Wednesday nights, we've started a brand new study in the book of Romans. Love to see you. Wednesday night at 6, we just did the introduction in the first half of chapter 1 this last Wednesday. Love to see you. This is a power-packed book, greatest book, the greatest letter ever written in the history of mankind is Paul's letter to the Romans. Here's part one of this message. Now, pardon me, do I know you? We're in the seventh chapter of the Gospel of Matthew this morning. I've entitled this sermon, Pardon Me, Do I Know You? 2 weeks ago, we looked at two verses. Seventh chapter of Matthew, verse 13, it says, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. And then verse 14, it says, Oh, how narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few that find it! Exclamation point. So Jesus is warning them that the door which leads to heaven is narrow. It's as narrow as He is. And He Himself is the only way. And that's what He said. Everything He said was validated or authenticated when God raised Him up from the dead. Listen to this text from the book of Acts. Should have read this in my sermon on Easter, Resurrection Day. Listen to this, Acts 17:30. Paul speaking. He says, Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. And He has given assurance of this to all
by raising him from the dead.
God validated his son. So believe what he says, every word that he says. God validated him by raising him up from the dead. God himself said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Akuete autu, which is hear him and do what he says. Now, the next thing you better give heed to is this admonishment where our text begins this morning. Chapter 7, verse 15. It says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." So the next thing Jesus says is he gives us a warning to be on the lookout for counterfeit Christians, or more specifically, counterfeit Christian leaders. And he shows us what they really are. Inwardly, he says, they are wolves. Let me explain something to you. Please remember this. Always. The two most likely places to find counterfeits is number one, right here, the pulpit. This is the number one likely place you are going to find a wolf in sheep's clothing, someone who's masquerading to be a Christian, is right here in the pulpit. That's the number one thing. Adrian Rogers says Satan has his counterfeits in the pulpit all across America. His counterfeits are. And number two, the second place you're going to find counterfeits, Bible translators like me. Uh-oh. I'm one of those rare occasions that I qualify for both. How many Bible translating pastors do you know? So how can you tell whether or not I am a counterfeit Christian and a false prophet? Next verse, please, Son of God. He says, verse 16, "You will know them by their fruits." Simple. It's my fruit. Here's a question that insists that only you can answer. And those who hear this on the radio, you've got to decide, what am I producing here at Island? What am I doing to your faith? What do I say every week here about the man in the glory? You've got to decide this. What do I say about Jesus every week? What am I producing here? What do I say concerning how to live? Jesus said, "By their fruits, you will recognize them." Remember, a tare looks just like a wheat. Remember, Jesus gave a parable that he sowed all the seed, and then while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tare, but a tare looks just like a wheat. You can't tell the difference until they're full grown. Then you can recognize them. How do you tell? I've just given you some examples. Now, Jesus continues, verse 17, "Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, consequently, by their fruits, you will know them." Now, since hopefully I've passed that test, let me help some. Every good tree will believe and teach the following things. Remember, we're trying to ascertain, how do you know a wolf in sheep's clothing? How can you tell the difference if they're up here with a suit and tie, or if they look just like a pastor? How do you tell the difference? Every good tree will believe and teach the following things. Number one, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. But Pastor Paul, my translation doesn't have virgin. It's got young woman. You just failed the test. Right? Pastors and Bible translators, I said, is where you find the tares. If you open up your Bible to Isaiah 7:14 and it says, behold, a young lady is going to give birth instead of virgin. Now, I've got a PhD. I've got almost two of them in linguistics too. Let me tell you, as a Bible translator, I'm qualified to tell you, if you've got young woman in your Bible instead of virgin, you fail the test. Because I speak the original language, and I'm here to tell you, you're a liar. The word parthenos means virgin. You cannot deceive me, O Bible translator. I know where to look for you, behind the pulpit and Bible translators. How many young women have given birth since the year one? I'll conservatively guess 1 trillion. How many virgins have given birth that you know of? If you were a Bible translator, and if that word 99 out of 100 times meant virgin, and 1 out of 100 it meant young woman, how would you translate it? It speaks for itself. You will know them by their fruit. Shine the light on them. That's underhanded to do something like, you're exposed. You got to look for Satan in all the right places. That's where you'll find him. He always corrupts the word of God. Aren't you looking there? Every good tree will teach and believe Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus lived a sinless life, that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, that God took a body, that he is the only way to eternal life. The man behind the pulpit will tell you marriage is between a man and a woman. If he doesn't, he's a tare and a wolf in sheep's clothing. Marriage is between a man and a woman because God says so. Throw me out if you want. Doesn't change the truth. Hell is a real place, regardless of what they tell you on television or how many degrees the person tells you.
Well, studies have shown that we know that hell isn't real. It was made up by the Catholics in the 3rd century.
No, Jesus says hell is a real place. Therefore, believe it. Or here's another one. Point number 8. If you take the mark of the beast at the end of the age, there is no repentance from that. You can't say you're sorry for taking the mark of the beast during the tribulation time. You're lost forever if you take 666 on your right hand or on your forehead. Lost forever. Let me move on. Jesus will say this in chapter 24 about false prophets. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. That means you. Even you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We're in heaven, we won't need a sun because the Lord's glory will shine forever. and ever.